Hello, Lara Himes with the latest headlines from ABC News. Homicide detectives are urging witnesses to come forward after a fatal shooting at a Sydney cafe. A solicitor was shot dead in Bankstown this afternoon as locals watched on. Police believe it was a targeted attack. A Japanese soldier has been killed in an avalanche in central Japan that appears to have been triggered by a volcanic eruption. At least 11 people were injured and several of them critically. The erupting volcano sent rocks raining down over a kilometre-wide area. There's been a potential breakthrough in the standoff between the Sydney Train Drivers Union and the New South Wales government. The dispute has been threatening to bring Sydney's rail network to a standstill with a 24-hour strike next week. The state government has put forward an offer that the union will consider. And Melbourne has paused to remember the six people who were killed in the Bourke Street car attack 1 year ago. Families, bystanders, first responders and dignitaries gathered at a public memorial service to reflect on the many lives that were forever changed by the tragedy. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.